Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And now our latest installment of our occasional food series, Farm to Fork.
Is that radishes over there?
Really great for a salad.
It's cooking really, I've been on high heat.
I mean, this is from farm to the fork.
With Tremont 647 chef and owner Andy Husbands, we take you out into the farms, fields, and markets to search for the best ingredients New England has to offer.
And then we head into the kitchen with Andy to cook up a dish and post the recipe online.
And today, urban farming. Andy and I met recently in Dorchester, where a handful of farmers have taken an old clay tennis court and turned it into a small but lush vegetable plot. So, Andy, you've brought us here down Blue Hill Avenue. We're at the corner of Blue Hill Avenue and Talbot, right in the heart of Dorchester, behind the Sportsman's Tennis Club. Why have you brought us here?
City growers. You're not going to believe what is back here. It is the cutest, coolest farm right in Dorchester.
My name is Greg.
And Greg, what's your last name?
Bodine. Greg Bodine. I was farming for 3 years out in Lincoln, Mass, and then had the opportunity to come and join this team and see if we can get urban agriculture set up to take over Boston. There's plenty of abandoned spaces and lots that aren't being used, and our vision is to have those be farmed across the city.
I'm Bobby Walker. I'm our farm manager with Greg.
Well, how did this come to be? How did we have this beautiful set of crops in the middle of the city?
Well, it started about 3 years ago with Glenn Lloyd. They had a vision of having urban farms in Boston. So he worked a deal out with Tony, the head of the Sportsman's Tennis Club. She let us grow here.
What you're looking at here is about a quarter acre.
So this is just a quarter acre. I mean, you've got a ton growing here.
Yeah, right? And we grow these crops because they do very well in small spaces. So what you're looking at is a mix of mustards and lettuces that we cut when it's baby, and we mix it all together right over at our wash station. Getting some sugar snap peas here, two beds of carrots here. Plant our carrots in 4 to 5 rows. Again, we do everything really intensively.
Then we experimenting with some heirloom tomatoes right here. We have 2 rows. We're growing those tight too. Usually we give them 3-foot space. We're going for 2 feet.
The red hues.
It's just
this
beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's just like leaf after leaf and layer of, you know, greens and reds and magentas. It's beautiful.
So question, is it different farming in the city? Do you have to be aware of different things than, say, where you were doing it out in Lincoln?
Absolutely. I'm learning a lot from Bobby this year, coming from a 15-acre farm into a 1-acre growing area. One of the things is fertility. We're looking to turn a lot of these beds over 3, maybe 4 times in the course of the year to make as much money and grow as much food as we can on the small space that we have. So how many yards? An endless
60.
Amount of compost.
60 yards of compost.
So that helps us with the fertility.
This is one of our spots. We have 3 other spots. We have a spot on Lucerne Street. We have another spot on Glenway that we're working with the city to get up and rolling. We have another spot in Roxbury.
Does the city sponsor this?
No.
All your funding comes from what you sell?
Yeah, we're for-profit. We're not non-profit.
No, I think it's great. You should be for-profit.
You
this is beautiful stuff.
Yeah. So, Bobby, do you have a background in agriculture?
Well, I started when I was a little kid. My grandmother always had a garden. I was always wanting to help her out. But my first summer job, I actually grew food for a shelter. I was like 13 or something like that. It just really stuck with me ever since then. We started up a farmer's market, so even before I started working with city growers, I was growing to set up our own farmer's market in our neighborhood in Lower Roxbury.
So the concept of local and growing local and staying local, it's important to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me why.
You can't get a better taste, you can't get a better flavor, and you can't get anything more fresher.
So, Andy, you've brought us out here. What's your grand plan?
I think there's some mint and some greens and chives. Excellent. And you haven't seen it, but I've been picking little pieces of lettuce and just eating them, and they're just so delicious that I really want to make sure that we're highlighting all the hard work that you've done here. So, I mean, salad.
Beautiful.
You know, the one thing I didn't bring is forks. It actually may like be from farm to ham today.
All right, what do we have here? Mint and some chives with the blossoms on.
Nice purple blossoms on the chives.
I mean, just feel this mint. When you're in the store, the mint that we see generally is hard, rigid.
This is like got a fuzz on it.
Yeah, I mean, this is soft. It's fuzzy and soft, and even just the smell is
It's amazing.
Unbelievable. This is your mix,
right? We have our summer mix, which is a mix of arugula, and some Savoy mustards, Mizuna. The lettuces we harvested today were red romaine, green romaine, and a red Lolo lettuce.
And I have a little bit of a, I brought a stove.
And you've got a frying pan on a stove, and I'm still trying to figure out what you're going to do.
I'm going to make croutons. We're going to make fried croutons.
Mm.
So a little bit of extra virgin olive oil and a little bit of our house-made sourdough. While the pan gets hot, I'm going to get it nice and smoking hot. I'm actually going to make a vinaigrette very quickly. Lemon mint vinaigrette. Got about a tablespoon of fresh mint and some minced chives and fresh lemons. And I'm just going to squeeze these guys in there. Fresh black pepper right here. And some sea salt.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a smoking hot pan. We're going to throw our croutons in here.
I feel like I should shake this.
And this pan, as you can see, is smoking hot. I'm using a black cast iron pan. And all I'm doing now is just kind of toasting them up. You can do this in the oven, but I actually like to do it in a pan. Because I like my croutons to be crunchy on the outside, but soft on the inside. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to season them with a little bit of Parmesan cheese. And that's just going to melt very quickly. I'm going to grab it.
I can smell that Parmesan.
See, and you see how brown and toasty it just became? Just really quick, really easy. So I'm going to take your beautiful green mix that you have here. What we see a lot with young chefs, or maybe people don't know, is they're going to take and add their dressing right on top and kind of manhandle it. What you really want to do, or what I feel you want to do, is really lightly dress it. Sometimes you'll see very, very fancy chefs layer each leaf and then take a little spray and spray on their vinaigrette just so you don't disturb it. We're not going to get that fancy. What we're going to do is we're going to take our vinaigrette that we made here and I'm going to drizzle it around the outside.
Okay.
The oil is heavy. It will really kind of push down, so I'm just going to put it around the outside and then just lightly toss it. I have fried shallots. You can make these, or we buy them sometimes. We actually made these earlier today. This is going to give it a nice little crunch and a little bit of an onion flavor to it. And then last, for fun, is I'm going to pick apart these chive blossoms and see how pretty they are. And we'll just put them on top.
Do those have a chive taste?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Try it. A lot of people, when they see this happen, they're like, oh, cut that off. I don't want that. But no, this is one of the most special parts of the chive itself. And we have ourselves
a thing of beauty
from farm or in the farm to fork salad right here.
It's beautiful. The singed croutons, it's just a lovely look.
Absolutely.
Andy, nicely done.
Thank you.
10 minutes from your restaurant, here we are in the heart of Dorchester producing these greens.
It's so secret. I mean, we wouldn't even know you're here. That's really good. Sweet, salty, crunchy.
All right, one more bite. For information on where to find City Growers produce, as well as Andy's recipe, go to RadioBoston.org.
And that's it for today. Tomorrow, we're going to hear about a disturbing newsletter that regularly maligns minorities, women, progressives, gays, and Muslims.
And it might be easy to dismiss as just a worthless, bigoted screed from a group we should pay no attention to, but the newsletter comes from the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association.
What some cops say and why, tomorrow on our program.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusa. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.